Newsbreak podcast.
You know, at the very basic level, we want communities to be cohesive. We want them to take care of each other. We want them to rely on each other because they are the closest people to each other. And what happens is that when we have these high levels of violence, especially violent crime, whether it's physical or sexual, you find that there's two schools of thought. One is that we want to protect the perpetrators, so we harbor the perpetrators in the community, and that then will cause tension amongst community members. And the other school of thought is that we want to notify the relevant state authorities or the criminal justice authorities that this particular perpetrator is residing within the community. And that will equally cause tension in the community.
This violent nature of South Africans, which is just exacerbating and perpetuating higher levels of crime. I mean, it's simple as South Africans not knowing how to handle conflict. How then do you wish South Africans to mitigate this?
So I think there's various ways in which we can mitigate that. And it's a very, you know, whether it's philosophical or spiritual level, is to respect oneself. And how do we start to respect ourselves? It will start in the home. It will start in the conversations in communities and conversations at school. Although it sounds so simplistic, when we respect ourselves and we love ourselves, then we will love the other person and we will respect other people. And when we respect and love other people, we will actually reconsider how we engage and how we respond and or react to situations that we are unhappy with. So that's the one at the one level. The next level is that we've got to learn, we've got to have the tools on how to resolve conflicts constructively. In South Africa, we're speaking about South Africa, we really lack the tools to deal with conflict constructively.
So, Professor, what do you advise then on how best to try and, you know, cultivate these kinds of conflict resolution behaviors?
We either get it in the home, we get it in school, we get it in religious institutions. And I think I'm not sure if there's enough being done around equipping our citizens with those kinds of tools. So we need to look at very significant institutions and how do we introduce those in those significant institutions. Family is an institution, school is an institution. Religious organizations are institutions, civic organizations are institutions, and those are the significant spaces. If we introduce these conflict resolution and management conversations and skills into those spaces, the likelihood is that we will make some progress.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.